My guest at this time is Dr. J. Michael Waller, who has contracted with the United States government in a number of different ways over many different years. He has consulted with the United States Senate. He has consulted with the Office of the Secretary of Defense, the U.S. Marine Corps Warfighting Laboratory. We're going to be talking to him today as about revelations over the past 24 hours that the Russian government was spying on the White House, most likely through the State Department. And just to give you a little background on Mr. Waller's experience that gives him expertise on this area, he worked on U.S. contracts to design and implement political warfare attacks on the Soviet and Russian intelligence services. He also, in the 1980s, infiltrated and disrupted Soviet international front organizations in the U.S. and Europe. So this is nothing new to him. He is now an investigative reporter with the American Media Institute. And, Mike, thank you very much for your time today.
It's good to be with you.
So it's kind of interesting what we're hearing and what we're not hearing. It seemed like it was a pretty clear-cut case yesterday that this hacking that we knew about a while ago, now we know it officially came from the Russians. It would appear that they got access to the president's private schedule, which means they hacked into the White House, supposedly through the State Department. Now today, the Obama administration not saying it's definitely the Russians. What do we make of all this?
Yeah, it was the Russians, and it was not only through that State Department system, but I had a piece that in today's Investor's Business Daily about how all the intelligence authorities that I interviewed say that the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians almost certainly got all of Hillary Clinton's emails from her private server. So while she destroyed the contents for Congress to look at, the Russians and the Iranians and the Chinese still have them.
Is that based on the fact of what was compromised at the State Department in the hack, or just the fact that she had the server the way she did that just made it immensely vulnerable to attack?
Yeah, she had the server the way she did, and as a sitting Secretary of State, she was one of the primary targets of all the world's intelligence services.
And so what does that tell us then, that some of our most nefarious friends and enemies in the world could know at this point?
They know everything about all her personal business, she did her official business also through that server. That's why she destroyed the information so people wouldn't find out what she did. So she had no official business done on the State Department systems, which are secure. They've got a secret network and a top secret network. Those were not the ones that were compromised by the Russians, as far as we know. It was an unclassified network that was used that the Russians hacked into to break into State Department wide and into the White House. That's separate from Hillary's own personal emails, which would have been on a top secret system that was defended by the Department of Defense and the NSA. But instead, she wanted to do it the way you or I would do it, through GoDaddy or one of these other firms to get her security. So she made herself a wide open target for the Russians all the way around.
Does this mean that anybody who exchanged emails with her is now vulnerable?
Yes, and anybody and friends of friends. So you can borrow into different email networks simply by knowing an email address, and you can get into that person's email and then find out who their networks are and so forth.
So where do we go from here? What other questions need to be answered?
Well, first you have to hold people here responsible who committed the criminal negligence that allowed that to happen. And it's not the technical people involved. The technical people know what they're doing, and they give the warnings to the policymakers. Mostly you have this, regardless of Democrat or Republican, a lot of policymakers are simply too lazy to go through the security protocols. It's like having a lot of people prefer a simple password because they can't remember a really complicated one, so they go for the simple one, which are the easiest ones to hack. It's that type of mentality throughout our government. That's the first thing. They have to be made liable. But the second thing is we have to go on an all-out attack against the Russians and against their systems. We're not doing that. We have the capability to do that. But the fact that the administration doesn't even want to reveal that it was the Russians shows that we're helping the Russians, or the White House is helping the Russians cover up for them.
How do you know that we're not doing this in the opposite direction?
If we were, it would be known. We have the capabilities for it, but I know just through the people I work with that listening to their years of lamenting that we're not doing anything substantively on a strategic scale to serve as a deterrent to what the Russians are doing tells us that we're not doing much.
So if we don't know what's on this server that Hillary Clinton had, and apparently domestically we're not going to know, how do we ever get a true gauge on what the Russians and anybody else may have gotten from that?
Well, the key is to have the FBI take physical possession of the server, and you can still do a forensic analysis even if it's been wiped clean. You can still learn certain things from it. But since so much of the information is destroyed, we'll never know unless maybe one of our allies who also spies on us, like the Israelis or the French or somebody like that, maybe they might decide to help us with the backup that they might happen to have. But you can guarantee any intelligence service worth its salt anywhere in the world is going to have the contents of her server.
How in the world did this get cleared?
She was the Secretary of State, and she had the approval of the president. And as we know from hearing people in the State Department and people who have ever worked with Hillary, everyone's afraid to contradict her because she'll yell and scream and destroy your career.
Another bump in the road for her, I guess, as she gets ready to make a presidential announcement. Dr. Waller, amazing stuff.
This is the national security equivalent of drunk driving. She should go to prison for this. It's like when you drink and drive, you know in advance that you're putting other people in danger, yet you think because you're so smart and so clever or just don't care that nothing's going to happen. And then something does. So it's your fault. And this is precisely what she did on the national security sphere.
Dr. Waller, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Good to be with you. Bye.
Dr. J. Michael Waller is investigative reporter with the American Media Institute, has served in many different roles in consultation with the Secretary of Defense, U.S. Senate, U.S. Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, and served both in protecting the United States from Russian espionage as well as inflicting espionage against the Soviets back during the Cold War. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.